What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, this is Mark Moore, your co-host on Peace of Mind with my wife, Kathy. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello.
You want to say anything else besides hello?
Said hello.
Just hello? Okay. So we are back. We've been out for a while. Summertime now, and we have no child care, don't we?
This week.
This week. So we're getting by.
Yes, and, we are. Pushing through.
Today's show, we're going to talk about condominium insurance. We're going to have a follow-up about the tragedy last year in Florida, which is now one of the largest, I guess the largest settlement that just settled last month in the history, I guess the world maybe, I don't know. It's a $1 billion settlement mm-hmm. on this condo collapse. We'll talk about that. So one of my favorite sayings is a ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's Ben Franklin. So a lot of times that almost gives you the definition of risk management. You know, if you can prevent something,
yes,
that's what we're trying to do. And that goes way past just insurance policy. That has to do with loss control and trying to prevent a loss from happening in the first place. So just to get your body up to speed, you've probably seen on the news where last June the 24th, the Surfside condominium collapsed in Florida, and it resulted in the deaths of 98 people. So mm-hmm. it happened probably at the worst time. I guess any time could be bad, but it was at 1 in the morning, right. 1:22 a.m. is when it collapsed. So you have to figure that, you know, people had probably come back home from being out somewhere. Or, you know, people weren't at work. They were, of course, yeah. You know, most people in the condos may not go to work. They, a lot of retirees, but there were their children, families. And when this happened last year, I said this is going to fundamentally change the landscape of insurance when it comes to condominiums in the state of Florida.
Right.
And also, I think in general, I think you're mm-hmm. going to see a lot of tightening up of, trying to find availability just to find insurance. Or you're also going to be seeing, you know, increases in insurance as well. So this has settled now. I've got a press release now. It was nearly $1 billion settlement for this. Lawyers involved in the class action lawsuit representing tenants from the oceanfront building in Surfside announced a $997 million settlement had been reached. So let's talk about, you know, our landscape up here. We don't have that many condos, do we? But it's more prevalent than it used to be.
Yes.
I mean, back when I started in the business, we just really didn't have any. But now we, especially on Blue Ridge area, you know, we're seeing a lot of condos there. Most of them have a retail space in the bottom, and then above is a condo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who is doing that down there, but they've done a very nice job with it, by the way. Mm-hmm. We didn't go downtown and look at at Blue Ridge, and these are brand new. Also, we've had some in Hiawassee that we have had insured over the years where, I know that's been an issue for some of the fire departments, even, you know, you have enough ladder truck, or how do you get up to some of these higher rise condos,
or even for hotels, even for yes. the fires.
Yeah, they're looking at putting a hotel in Hayesville, mm-hmm. and that's been an issue as well, or has been a topic, you know, talking about how will they be able to service the
or even at the college over here.
Or the college has happened too. So mm-hmm. there are high rise structures around here, and a lot of people do live in these now.
Mm-hmm.
But it also goes, you know, when we say the word association, it doesn't have to necessarily be a condo. It can be a homeowner's association.
Yes, it can.
And we have a lot of those, don't we, Kathy?
We have a ton of those, yes.
So or even for us, we're involved in this because our office in Hiawassee at Town Trace is a condo association. It's
right.
Town Trace Condo Association,
right.
what it is. And so mm-hmm. we have a common area that we all own collectively. And then we have a footprint of a building that we own, and we own our unit. But
right.
we also have
from the walls in.
Yeah, we also have a ownership interest in the, you know, common areas of the of this case our condominium association.
Right.
So you got to have insurance on that. this board of directors down in Florida on Surfside, I mean, that would be a really bad place to be if you were serving on that board.
Right.
If you're even still alive. I mean, a lot of people
right.
perished in the
A lot of people accident. Don't realize that most associations will have a directors and officer policy as well to cover the directors for decisions that they make on behalf
or don't
make
yeah.
on behalf of the actual association. So when those people realize when they get on there, they have some exposure for themselves personally because they're making these decisions on behalf of that. So definitely if you have a condo association or bylaws or covenants, that's one thing when it has to go to the point with the actual insurance. But then you have something above that, which is actually the directors and officer policy as well. And usually that board will change sometimes annually. People come and go off those boards.
And none of those policies cover the board. It
yeah.
It's not like a specific person.
Right, but there's a lot of associations locally
but
don't have them.
Yeah.
So make sure you have
that
as well.
If you're serving on any type of board of directors, that's something you need to know.
Correct.
Does this board have a directors and officers policy?
Correct.
Because if you don't, then you could be liable for decisions that you make.
Right. Personally.
Yeah. So imagine if you're on this board. It's the largest.
Going back to the one in Florida.
Yes,
yes,
going
that's
back
a
to Florida. This is Surfside.
Tragedy.
It is the largest settlement from a single incident in U.S. history. The number itself implies significant accountability on what happened. So that means, you know, these people are going to be held accountable. I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but, you know, if you get a billion-dollar settlement and, you know, how are you going to be able to, I guess, people will go bankrupt. I mean, you probably have to file bankruptcy.
How does that work? Do they have to have it? So they're going to assess people there for that?
I don't know.
How that's going to work? There could be an assessment.
That's the next topic that I've got mm-hmm. coming on the show about, you know, how do we protect somebody? But something this large, I mean, if you took the maximum amount of assessment coverage you could have, this is going back to explain what that is. Like if you are part of a condo association, we have different types of structures we insure. So if you are a unit owner, that is called a HO6 policy, a unit mm-hmm. owner's policy, and that's going to cover your interest in the actual
in your contents, liability.
Also parts of the building that are deemed that you have to insure.
Right.
Now in Georgia, this has come out. It's always been a lot of subjectivity about who's supposed to cover what. And Georgia finally came up with a statute that says, spelled out in the law, who's responsible for what.
Mm-hmm.
My way I understand it is that the association has a master policy, and we're talking about property coverage here.
Right.
That's going to cover the structure of the condo.
Common areas.
Yes, common areas plus the way it was originally.
And the common areas could be a parking lot, could be a dock, could be maybe a outdoor structure that they have like a pavilion or
yes.
something like that.
So, but my
signage.
My understanding is that the way it was originally constructed in the original plans is what's now being required to be covered by the condo association's master policy.
Maybe like the streets, maybe like, you know, the different roads and entranceways and signage or yep. even like your
now in reality
gates.
most people we have here, well, homeowner association, they have some kind of fancy gate and that's mm-hmm. it. You know, you might have a water mm-hmm. system in there too.
Right.
Possibly, you know, a well, things of that nature. But you need to be sure that you've got that, you know, coverage in place for a directional officer is what we were talking about.
Correct. In addition to the actual association policy.
These you know, there were decisions that were not made about this. And they're changing the laws in Florida over condos after this, too. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back from break. But just from a high level here, just think about, you know, if you're a member of a homeowner association or you own a condo or townhome, anything with common areas, you need to know what kind of insurance coverage that is, what you have purchased for yourself. And it's also good to know and not be blind about what the association has purchased, because you have a right to know that as a owner of these condos or a homeowner association, what kind of insurance coverage that they've got. Because if their insurance coverage were to run out, then there could be an assessment, which means that you're going to be paying collectively along with the other owners of the property.
Right.
So, okay, so we're going to come back after the break. And we're going to talk some more about assessment coverage, We're going to talk about this tragedy a little bit more. It's been a year, and I'd already said last year it's going to change things significantly after this huge loss. So I am Mark Moore. We're with Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have three locations for More Insurance Services, Inc. One is located in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank. We're there on Highway 64 West. You can come by and see Vaughn, Diane, Rose, Mandy, Amy, Mark, and myself. We'd love to help you with all your insurance needs there. We have another location, which is in Hiawassee on Main Street. It's on 150 South Main Street. That's right there in the Town Trace building. It's a red brick building right next to the hospital. You can go by and see Joanne there. And also, our last location for More Insurance Services is located in the South State Bank there in Blairsville, across from the post office and across the street from the Home Depot. We're in the South State Bank building in our own section of the bank. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the actual building. You can come by and see Ashley and Shayna and Cindy and Greg for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. We also have another location, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. They're on Highway 64. You can see right past the Arby's building there. You can come by and see Emily and Velda to help you with your insurance there in Murphy. And then lastly, we have our last location, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance there in Blue Ridge, and we're next to United Community Bank, and we're also between that and Burger King there on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. Come by and see Jeremy, Carrie, Catherine, and Kathy Hunter to help you out there. Also, all of our podcasts are on our website. Come by, check us out on www.more-insurance.com to listen to the podcasts. You also can have access to asking for a quote, and also you can check us out on Facebook and like us on that as well.
Technology's amazing now, isn't it?
Yes.
So I was helping out an elderly or older friend this week with insurance. And they were with a national carrier, but everybody would know. So she had a little side swap. She ended up hitting a car in a parking lot. And so I called the company, and they said, we no longer take claims over the phone. You have to do it through an app, or you have to do it through
online.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was a direct policy they had written. And I'm assuming this company probably had marketed to maybe a mature people, because get mature driver discounts, that nature. But sometimes technology is not going to be able to, I guess, this friend, there's no way she was going to be able to do anything with the app or online. Didn't have internet, didn't have ability to the internet. So I helped her get the claim filed. It was a good process. It's working great. But I mean, how are you going to do that if you're not technology
savvy?
Mm-hmm. The claim should be going okay as far as I know, but it's all done through apps and emails, and not everybody is going to want to do that.
Correct.
So that's why it's good to have an agent, because we can navigate that.
Yes.
For
a local agent or independent agent that can help
and,
you do that.
You know, being independent, we represent numerous different companies. We have different options for people.
Yes.
So today we're talking about condominium insurance, homeowner associations. We've referenced the recent $1 billion verdict that happened in the state of Florida over the collapse of the condo last year.
And that was called the Seaside?
Seaside, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a news item. Everybody sees it.
That was down in like Miami area, right?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yes. So fortunately, we have hopefully a more stable ground up here, mm-hmm. we hope.
Well, but we're on a fault line.
We are on a fault line. Yep.
And people don't realize that here in the mountains, we are on the fault line. So we encourage people to have earthquake coverage as well, if flood coverage, if they're on top of a mountain.
There was a little tremor here not long ago.
Yeah.
Where were we when that happened? I can't remember.
It was a little tremor, yeah. So people make sure to check that out on your homeowner's policy. Not all of them include that. Those are separate things, and you have to have separate coverage for that.
You have to ask for that, typically.
Ask for it, or you have to, for flood, of course, you have to have a survey, so elevation certificate. So please make sure you are aware of what your policies do cover.
Yeah. So let's say that you've purchased a lot in a homeowner association,
mm-hmm.
or you have purchased a condo, or you became a board of director on the condominium association or homeowner association. Obviously, you want to make sure you got a director's officer's policy. But as a tenant, or not tenant, but as a unit owner or a landowner, property owner, you need to think about getting assessment coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really inexpensive.
It's like an endorsement on your policy. Yeah.
Typically, it could be $25, maybe $50.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give some examples here.
So I guess the thing to consider, too, is when you're actually asking and calling in for insurance, that's something they should be offering you as assessment coverage.
And that's something
coverage.
We should be asking as an agent, too.
And they also, sometimes we don't always know that you're in an association. They just want us to, hey, I want you to insure this particular piece of property. If you're in a homeowner association, we need to know that. If you're in a condo or a townhouse association, any type of associations, you need to make sure your agent is aware of that so they can actually offer these other endorsements to you.
Just go and buy the coverage.
And 20, just buy
25
it.
Bucks.
Yeah.
So here's an example. The homeowner association master policy has $500,000 of property coverage.
That's on that seaside one?
No, this is just an example.
In general. Okay.
Right off the good old internet here.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily agree with everything they're saying here, actually, but
yes.
This is an example. So a storm causes a $300,000 in damage to your condo building.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good. The homeowner's insurance is more than enough to cover the loss. So you're okay. And that's assuming that you've got insurance to value, which is co-insurance, which is another topic. But so let's use the same example. Let's say a storm caused $600,000 in damage. And if the building's insured for $500,000, then you have $100,000 that is going to be assessed to the members, because the difference has got to be made up with the, you didn't have enough insurance coverage, which is another issue. So the example here says if you lived in a 50-unit building, which we don't have that around here, each unit owner will be assessed $2,000. Does that make sense? I mean, you were short 100,000, 50 people, 2,000 apiece. So your loss assessment coverage would then pay for that. So you would file that claim on your homeowner's, or your, it actually is a homeowner's policy. It's called a HO6 policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you would get coverage on that. I can bet that the unit owner A versus unit owner B would not be very happy if one person had it and one didn't. So my insurance covers, but yours is not.
Doesn't, yeah.
So that's the example that's given here.
Well, we've seen different claims happen where the assessment coverage has come into place is for a roof, basically a roof leak or something.
If there wasn't enough.
But yeah, if there wasn't enough.
The hope is that you won't have enough coverage.
Yes.
And most time you're going to.
Right.
Now, I kind of like the property side of the business better because, your house burns, you build one back, you know roughly what the damage is going to be. Liability is a different animal.
It is.
I mean, this one here, we got a $1 billion settlement.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, and that's for 100 people.
Right.
So that's, I can't do the math for that in my head, but I mean, $1 billion spread out between 100 people, 100 families.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right.
So the liability just doesn't seem to have a, there's no formula. There's no way to know what a judgment could be levied against you.
Correct.
So
that's why you also need to have an umbrella, by the way, in addition to your actual regular homeowner's policy or HO6 policy. You always want to have an umbrella because that gives you a little more coverage, and it will, and sometimes your policies below, like your auto or your home, will exclude certain things, and your policy on the umbrella actually will include them on the policy.
So talking about liability assessment, though, because that's for you personally. Mm-hmm. This is for the condo association, where you'll be assessed.
Right.
You're going to have the assessment coverage to get that.
Right.
Your liability is not going to cover it because you're not liable to the condo association.
Right.
It's collectively.
Right.
So I'd like to finish this example today, but I think we're about to run out of time. But maybe next week we can talk some more about this, about, this is a good topic for a lot of people because not everybody lives in a condo association or homeowner association. But
right.
We will pick this back up next week and talk about you know, what kind of liability issues could arise for your ownership,
well,
maintenance or use of
right.
being
there
in
could
a
be a pond or a swimming pool too.
Yeah, and that's what that's called an attractive nuisance,
right?
Which means that, hey, the kids next door see a pool and they won't come over.
Right.
So that's the legal term that you hear is attractive nuisance. Mm-hmm. So we will be back next week talking some more about the condominium associations, homeowner associations, and how we insure those, how do we handle those.
Right.
My name is Mark Moore. I'm an independent insurance agent, along with my co-host, Kathy Moore, who's also an independent insurance agent. But together, we're dependent on each other. So
right.
correct.
Right.
All righty. So we will look forward to picking things back up next week.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.